to page 96 up to a new siman. Dine mila bebaheres the ezehu mila deicha Shabbos yom. Okay, this is not obviously a nogeh halacha lemaisa. Last week's parsha, tsaras, but let's at least run through it very quickly. The laws of a you're not allowed to shomach benegat tsaras meoid lishmer meoid velasos. You're not allowed to cut off a baheres a negat tsaras. Let's say the negat tsaras is in the exact same location as the orla, which means when you mekayim the mitzvah of orla, you will be on the one hand you'll be mekayim mitzvah saseh of bris mila varal of a yimol called zohar, but mitzad sheni you'll be doing an aveira loy saseh of.
But the kohen didn't say it was that.
Okay, so let's see. Let's say the kohen said it was af al gav reish samach vav. Okay, it's on page 96 in New Simin. Af al gav de hakoytzeitz oy hatoylesh echad misimoni tuma de arba maros negoim oyvi beloy sasei. Okay, it's not a perek zayin de negoim. We mesach this uvemakos mikol makoim kishyesh nega ala arla. If there is a nega on the arla, mutar lamol, you're allowed to remove the arla. Af al pi shebezek koytzeitz, by doing so you are cutting off the arla. Why? Asei doiche loisasei. That's also not so simple because when it comes to but the loisasei it's a loisasei and an asei,
right.
Because he's shomer b'negat saras. So let's see. V'zeh loshen Rambam beperek yud mitumas saras din hey mi shochis baharis be'orlosai. One who has a baharis yomol af al pi shehu mila shaloi mizmana. Why? You can do a bris mila, even if the mila is not bizman. Why? Sha'asei doiche es loisasei b'chol makom ad kan l'shoina. What does this mean? Kolaymar? Dindil mila bizmala ein tzarech tam. When it comes to mila bizman, it's on the 8th day, you don't need a reason why. Sha'asei doiche loisasei d'zei yalfin min b'kal v'chem b'misham mishabas t'chamira. Mila doiche sa tzaras tekila kol shekein. Look at, let's say Mila is on Shabbos. Yoyim, the 8th day falls out on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do a bris Mila? And the answer is yes. Because Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimol, Gezeres HaKosov Afilu B'Shabbos. Shabbos Achilav Skila, Chiv Koris. If Mila is Doiche Shabbos, Alachas Kam V'Kama, Mila will be Doiche. If Mila will be doiche tsaras, which is only a loisase. If the Torah allows you to do a bris mila on Shabbos and it's doiche chil Shabbos, certainly you're going to be allowed to do to cut off the baharis, which is only a loisase. However, l'shaloi bizman. Let's say the mila shaloi bizman. Let's say it's not on Shabbos. So in shaloi bizman, the ain't a mila doiche Shabbos. We know that when mila is not on, it's not. The 8th day, so it's not a Shabbos. I would think then that you are allowed to do. You're not allowed to cut off the asay is not a chalos asay in this instance. Therefore, that's why we need the Rambam to tell you we have a general halach of asay is a chalos asay bris mila, even though it's still an asay, a tsaras lois asay tsarich tam zeh v'chein kavanosay v'perik alv memila din tes ayin sham v'av agav de'amin in sham v'ketzitza haberes yesh asay v'lois asay. Question I asked you before, wait a minute, asay is doicha lois asay, but asay is not doicha a lois asay v'asay, and cutting off a negat tsaras is a lois asay and an asay. Mikol makom, however, yesh b'gemara sha'amu the yesh ba rak lois asay. Not everyone agrees that the pasuk is shomer b'nega hatzaras lishma ma'od v'lasos is an asay. Some learn that's not an asay. It's being mechazik the lois asay, and therefore you only have an asay versus a lois asay. Period. The deos chalukah is saying their different opinions. The Rambam is taking sides and it's telling you that it's mutter. There is no asay. V'od levad ze yesh sham. There are other drashas which allow you to do the bris mila. Okay, so the bottom one over here is that's halacha. Obviously, it's not again halacha lemaisa.
What's the essay?
He's shomer b'negat tzaras. No, he's shomer, but
it's
he's shomer misham b'negat tzaras lishmar me'oid v'la'asos. V'la'asos.
La'asos.
So there are different opinions in this matter. Bedat the lechayra mashal the gemara sham the ino ayver with the tzitzis habaheres rakish shemachavnin lekoytzay. You only now there's another opinion. The only coming in the oiv is only when you have to move two. Oh, there are three sheets. You're missing one of the sheets. I'm myself. Sorry. We have three sheets. Two of them are very, very horrible. But we'll have to make the best out of it.
Is this the third?
Right now we're on page 96. We're on the good one now. The good one. I forgot to make the copies last night at home where I have Oitra Chochma. So I did it this morning in Yeshiva. They have Aruch HaShulchan, they have a copy machine. And I was in a very big rush. And this Aruch HaShulchan is bound so tight. No matter how hard I tried to open it up, I was unable to do so. And they have better ones, but I just couldn't find them in the limited time that I had to do this. So let's go to the next paragraph. You only give me when you have kavanah to cut it off. Avol kishein mechavim lechavi davar sheim b'mischavim mutar v'arminim sham da'av mechavim luktsayts v'abheres v'achar ein mischavim v'arminim sham the ika achar v'lo yav ayin sham. Let someone else do the bris milah. So let's say the child has the baharis. So does the father want to remove the baharis? Yes, because the father cares about his child. It's in his best interest that the child does not have the negat saras. But someone who's not the father doesn't really care. They don't really care about the child. So therefore, the father, ideally in this situation, should not do the bris milah. The moil's kavan is primarily on the milah. They're not thinking about the baharis. So for the moil, it's going to be a davar she'ein le'mitzchavein, and therefore that would be preferred. Yimkin lama lo heviu ha'poskim din zeh. Why don't the poskim bring down this halacha that the father should not do it? How come they're silent from this matter, and we even allow the father to cut the nega, to do the milah, even though the father is also might be having kavana to move the nega? Omnam b'emes, as yishapir, dezerminun sham labaya, dehavisfulei kein, aval rov amas sham, the psegresha, loy mahani, mash einu mischavin. The answer is because it really doesn't make a difference. Even if someone who is not the father is doing the bris milah, and the person who is not the father could not care less about a baharis, it doesn't matter, he doesn't care. Whenever it's a psik resha, it's a guarantee that it's going to happen, we do not take into consideration your kavana. The only time we differentiate if you have kavana, you don't have kavana, if it's not a guarantee. You pull a bench on Shabbos, and it's uncertain if by pulling the bench you will rip out grass from the ground, it's a suffix. So then, since it's a suffix, and you're not having kavana, then we say it's a davar shem eschavin is mutter. But if it's a guarantee that when you pull the bench, grass is going to be uprooted, even though you could not care less, it's not your intent to do so, it doesn't matter. Psik resha v'lo yamus. So same thing. So since over here, removing the baharis is a psik resha, it does not make a difference if you have kavana or not. So it does not make a difference whether the father does it, the bris milah, or someone else. So gam achar oiver b'loitza say, period. V'yabayi gufa hodar be'ayin sham, v'lechein lakatsu zeh mishum de'ein afkamina bein av la'acher. Therefore, the bottom one really doesn't make a difference. Gimel, v'meimo samutu lomol b'baharis b'yis hamila. The osi asay the mil vachilo is asay the tzitza baharis avol imli achash nimol. The only time you can do this is v'shas ma'isa when you mamish to the bris mila avol achash nimol godal baharis b'milasay at she'ena nira mahol also l'choit chay. But let's say the bris mila was done and then on that very spot a baharis grows. So even though the baharis is covering the area, so it's not even noticeable if the baby has a mila, it doesn't matter. The cave of the Minatara in Sach Lamal Pamacheris Elam Rabbanan also lava, but let's say so now in order to do bris mila the second time, it'll only be with the Rabbanan, it's not a deraisa. So in this instance, you have no right to go to remove the Baharis. Vidin Kitsitas Baharis, Maheges, Bain Bismanazeh, Kimasha Kunari. Over here, you're coming to ask them, what are you talking about? These halachas, you're quoting halachas over here, they're not a Galah Halamaisa. When was the last time you heard about Tsaras? Doesn't exist as manazeh. So he says it's not so simple. In fact, I wanted to talk about this last week when we did the Oitzah Pelos HaTorah. So he actually goes into that. One day we spent learning about the Pelos HaTorah. He talks about different opinions in this shach, this manazeh, for there to be tzaras. So the Rudin Kitsitsas Baharis Noheges Gam Bizman Hazeh. Kemasha Kosaf Rambam, the Perigit Aleph, Mutumas Tzaras, Din Vav, the Taras Mitzorah Noheges Baharis, the Chutziarets, the Befebais. So therefore, even though halacha lemaisa, you know, there's an issue. Even though we don't paskin on saras, we don't have a kohen come along and say that it's a nega, but we're chayish l'chumra. And if there appears to be what would appear to be, according to our eyes, a nega, so we have to be chayish. Indeed, this would be a negat saras. Lamai nafkamina. No one today is, you're not going to have a coin that's going to say tome tome. Nafkamina is bris milah. The nafkamin is that if a baby, after the bris milah is done, on the area where the milah was done, a growth of skin, there's a growth of skin which appears to look like a white spot of beharis, whatever we can tell it is to be. So, and this is covering the area of the arla. So normally, under normal circumstance, there will be a chiv midrabanan to remove it, so the person should appear to be mahol. But being that this indeed may be a negat saras, so you may indeed be violating an isra derais by cutting off this nega. So in this instance, halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh, it would not be removed. It would not be removed because you might be violating an isra deraisa when you're only trying to mekayim a mitzvah derabanan of removing a growth. But if the baby did not yet have a real bris milah, so then it's a mitzvah deraisa to do a bris milah, then you would even bizman hazeh be allowed to do the bris milah despite the fact that you're cutting off the nega because of the principle of asay doichel lo sase. Yeah.
Does a from dermatologist have to be nizer in these things to know what's a heresy?
We never heard of this in our day and age. Over here, Aruch HaShulchan, obviously, he's quoting things. I can't even imagine Aruch HaShulchan's time there was such a thing. They heard of such a thing of Negat Saras. But he's saying that theoretically speaking, it does exist. Theoretically speaking, the Rambam says, Bifnei Abayis, Shle Bifnei Abayis, Ba'aretz, Bechutz Le'aretz. Remember, I mentioned last week that an entire entry, a whole section on this, and that Sefer Oitzer Pilo Satorah, where he brings all the Rishonim, all the modern Paiskim that talk about Negat Saras Bizman Hazeh, and it's Mashbah, it does theoretically exist. There's no one today that's qualified to Paskin on Negat Saras. We don't have a Koyim Yuchus to say the person is Tameh to be Paskin Torah. You can't bring the Korbanos, but at least to be quarantined in these halachas, theoretically, would be possible. He's saying here, the Nafkamina would be when it comes to a Bris Milah. Comes to a Bris Milah, you don't take it into consideration because Asay is Deichel Lois Asay, but if you already did a Bris Milah, and after the Bris Milah is done, a new growth comes in that area, which appears to have a Negat Saras, under normal circumstances, you would be mechuyev to do the bris milah second time, midrabanan. But since now you have a complication, and this may be a negat saras deraisa, and there's an isa deraisa of cutting off a negat saras, and here you don't have the option, the principle of asay doicha lois asay because the milah was already done, so you're in trouble. You can't do anything in this instance. Oy stalit. Ze shemila doicha shabbos v'yom tov eina ela b'milah bizmana. Okay, we all know that. A milah b'zman is deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. Avol shloi b'zman eina deicha lo Shabbos lo Yom Tov. V'yanichena l'mocha, you wait until the next day. V'zed, the milah deicha Shabbos l'madu mikra. D'uvayoyim ha'ashvini. Yimo last week's parasha. This pasuk is extra. It's teaching you on Yom Hashvini no matter what. Afilu b'Shabbos. V'eina ela b'yoyim ha'ashvini. Only on the 8th day. Avol kashloi nimo b'shmini. B'bnei ha'choy lo'oy siba ha'cheres. Eina deicha Shabbos. If for whatever reason, the baby, it's not the 8th day, and it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the bris milah v'gam Yom Tov. Eina deicha. The darshinon mimadik se b'Yom Tov. Deichel nefesh muta b'Yom Tov. Hu levado ye'osu lechem. Hu levado n'yusur v'darshinon mizeh v'loy mila. The hu levado tells us, a drasha only oichel nefesh, and not bris milah. Bris milah is not deicha Shabbos. Besides oichel nefesh, there are other halachas, other inyanim which is doicha Yom Tov, but not when it comes to bris milah, the special gzeres hakosef. V'loy m'shloy bezmanim ve'ein lishol ha al kolponim yesh asay limol v'yavi asay v'yitche lo isasay. So why don't we apply the principle we just mentioned before? The asay of bris milah should be doicha the lo isasay of doing malacha on Yom Tov. It's not a chiyuv karis. The BMS Yom Tov yesh asay. The answer is because no, Yom Tov is not only a lo isasay. Yom Tov is also an asay. Yesh asay v'lo isasay dibeshabosoyin hu asay. It says the word shabosoyin, which is an asay that pads the severity of Yom Tov. V'chol melacha v'lo yasa b'chem avilo isasay v'yasay doicha lo isasay v'yasay. Period. Now the ikasha. If that's the case, the reason why Mila is not Deicha Yom Tov is because Ein Asay Deicha Lois Asay V'Asay. So why then do we need a special drasha? V'hu Levadoi Ye'ase Lochem Oichel Nefesh V'loi Mila. Why then? The answer is the Ilav Kra. If not for this pasuk, Haramina Didochi Mikal Vochem Mitzaras. If not for this pasuk, I would think that it's doicha from Saras to doicha avoida umila. This is the sugi of the Gemara that Saras is doicha avoida umila. Saras is doicha avoida umila doicha oisa, and yet mila is doicha avoida. There's a whole Gemara. I don't remember. There's a whole complicated Gemara. I don't want to get confused. I'm going to get confused. K'mosh beyond the mila doicha tzaras, mila is doicha tzaras, ach shaloi bezmana.
Like a sequence.
So what's the sequence?
Avoda and mila is doicha tzaras.
So certainly mila should be doicha avoda.
Yeah.
So therefore, we would think the same way. Mila is doicha avoida. Mila should be doicha yomtiv. Even though yomtiv is an asay and a lois asay, and normally asay is not doicha lois asay v'asay gezuntait, but since we have this rule where mila is doicha avoida, so maybe also mila will be doicha yomtiv. That is why we need a special gezeres hakasev v'hu levadoi v'loi mila shloi bezman. So certainly yomtiv, which is even more kalvin avoida, because you're allowed to do the avoid on yomtiv. Ein adin shemila deyitcha isach gezontaylich and tzach kra delavadoi.
On the second day yomtiv.
Yes.
Can he make a bris?
The second American?
No, he lives in Israel. An Israeli.
Of course. Someone who does not observe the second day yomtiv, an Israeli, of course he does a bris mila. Shaila, what about an American? You have someone who came from America, and now he's in Eretz Yisrael, and now it's Yom Tov Sheni. So does he have the baby of a bris mila on Yom Tov Sheni? So it all depends on your minhag. If your minhag is to observe two full days in Eretz Yisrael, which is traditionally was very common among all of us until recent times, definitely not. Today there's a new trend. There's a new trend for Americans to observe a day and a half, or observe one day. So would a bris mila be done? So I don't know. You have to ask your posek. You're going to get a lot of different answers.
The Bible isn't being doing it.
It's the mitzvah al abayim, but it's the father's mitzvah. It's the mitzvah habayin al av. L'chor you follow the father's minhag. If the father observes two days, so he has no mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. So his mitzvah. It's not derech yomtiv. I can't go and make a shliach. The mel is my shliach. We learned that in Aruch HaShulchan. The father l'chadchil has to appoint the mel to be his shliach.
So the father isn't there.
Yeah.
And only the mother and the child.
So what's the mother?
Yeah, but it goes on.
Goes in the Bezdin. So if the father is not there, it's not the mother's mitzvah. It's the Bezdin. It's the Tzibah's mitzvah.
So Bezdin over there is.
Oh, so who's the Einachnami? So who is your community? Which community are you part of? Maybe you're right. Einachnami. Yes, a good, really great child. It's a really great, great child. Never all these times, one day, two the Yamtif, never thought about it. Very interesting. What would be a luck when it comes to a bris mila? It's very, we all start the other way around. A woman's giving birth, they come to America to give birth. Right? It's very rare where you go to Eretz Yisrael to give birth. Yeah. I'm sure it happens. I'm sure it happens. So what do you do in these situations? I imagine every Pesach became a very big thing today. One day, 2 days, half a day and a half, all these different terms that I use. Good, really good child. Okay, now let me get, is there another Hashem from here? At least let me try to read it. When I read it, give me 1 second to get an Aruch HaShulchan if I can find one.